Today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamed Dalet, and we have five lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis Victorious Le'Evarim. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Lisa, Avadia Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Rafal Yaakov Ben Rachel Chava, David Ben Shoshana, Rafal Yitzchak Isaac Ben Rechama, Miriam Bas Sara Dina, and Menachem Mendel Ben Yehudas Chaya. Today's daf is being learned as a schus via Cheskel Shraga Ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned Ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol Chayim Toivim Reb Moshe Chayim. So we're in the middle of the Gemara's analysis of the well-known Abaya Mesade Marocha Mishmei de Gemara Va'aliba de Abishal. The Gemara brought this memra from Abaya and Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, which essentially is a short description of the Seder of how the Avodah took place every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Abaya said that Marocha Gedoyla Koydemes LaMarocha Shniyah Shal Ketores. Marocha Shniyah Shal Ketores Koydemes LaSidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim Koydem LaDishom Esbeach HaPnimi. Dishom Esbeach HaPnimi Koydem LaTovas Chomish Neiros. HaTovas Chomish Neiros Koydem LaDam HaTomit. Dam HaTomit Koydem LaTovas Shtei Neiros. HaTovas Shtei Neiros Koydem LaKetores. Ketores Koydem LaEvarim. Evarim LaMincha. Mincha LaChavit. So, in short, that's essentially the order of the way the Avodas were done every day in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara went through, how do you know that the Marocha Gedoyla came before the Marocha Shniyah Shal Ketores? How do you know the Marocha Shniyah Shal Ketores came before the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, etc., etc.? We're in the middle of this analysis, and we pick it up where Abaya had said that the Ketores followed the Hatava of the Neiros, and it preceded the Haktara of the Evarim of the Korban Tamid Shal Shachar. So the Tamid Shal Shachar was a Korban Oila, which meant that the Haktara was a very large Haktara. It involved all the Evarim and the Ptarim and the Basar. The entire flesh component of the animal was all burnt on the Mizbeach. So the Haktara was done immediately after the Ketores. But as far as the Seder goes, first Ketores, and then the Haktara of the Korban Tamid. Now notice at this point, we've done the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Hilacha, we've even done the Zrika of the Korban Tamid. But we're going to interrupt, we're going to do the Ketores, and only after the Ketores are we going to do the Haktara of the Evarim. So the Gemara says, what's the Makar to that? The Tanya we learned in the Brayse. Yukam, Dover Shenema by Baboiker, Baboiker, Ledover Shalay Nemer by Ella Boiker, Echel Bilva. When the Torah says that the Ketores should be done in the morning, it doesn't just say it should be done by Baboiker, but it says, Hikter Olav Aharin Ketores Samim, Baboiker, Baboiker, Tzimtzveitin Mol. When the Torah says that the Tamid Shel Shachar should be done in the morning, it says, Es HaKeves HaEchod Tasev Baboiker. So by Torah it says Baboiker, Baboiker. By the Haktara of the Tamid Shel Shachar, it only says Boiker. Baboiker, Baboiker suggests that it should be earlier. As a result, first the Torah, then the Haktar. Vevarim Lemincha. Right after the Haktaras, Evarim of the Korban Oila, there was a Korban Mincha that was brought. Now, this Mincha was a very unique Mincha. It was known as the Minchas Nesachim. So, Masechtas Menachos 101, not all Menachos were created equally. There are many, 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 many different types of Menachos with different dinim and a whole bunch of different variables and permutations as it relates to those laws. This particular Mincha that we're discussing is the Minchas Nesachim. That was a Mincha that was brought together with the Korban Oila. So, to a degree, it was its own Korban. It's a Mincha. It's known as the Minchas Nesachim, but to a degree, it's part and parcel of the Tamid Shel Shachar. So there was going to be a Haktara of a Mincha that's going to be done together with the Haktara of the Evarim, but first we're marked to the Evarim, then we're not marked to the Mincha. What's the Makar to that? The Tanya we learned to the Brayse. How do you know that the first Haktara on the Mizbeach HaChitzain had to be the Tamid Shel Shachar, well known Drasha, Talmud Loimar, it says, Va'orach Oleho. Ha oila with the hey idea, but Amar Rava. Rava said ha oila rishayna, that the first haktara on the mizbeach hachitzayin had to be a korban oila. Now notice, it wasn't the first haktara of the day. We just said that the ketores was done before the haktaras evarim of the carbon oila. Ayha oila oila rishayna. The teretz is, this means the mizbeach hachitzain. The ktaras was done on the mizbeach hapnimi. That was done on the mizbeach that was inside the heichel. This was the first haktara of the day that was done on the mizbeach hachitzain. So you couldn't bring the minchas nesachim before you were makta the evarim of the carbon oila, because it would be a violation of this rule. Ha oila oila rishayna. Umincha lechavitim. Immediately after the minchas nesachim was brought, the carbon minchas chavitim was brought. Now, the minchas chavitim was also a mincha. This, however, wasn't part of the tamid shal shachar, but rather it was a carbon that was brought every single day by the kohen gadol. It was the kohen gadol's carbon. Machtzisa ba'boiker, machtzisa beinu arbayim. So just like we had the tamid that was brought in the morning and the evening, yeah, the ketores that was done in the morning and the evening, the minchas chavitin is another carbon that was done in the morning and the evening. We say kriyishma in the morning and the evening. So there are many mitzvahs that we do pamayim ba'ahava, especially in the Beis Hamikdash. So the minchas chavitin was in that category. So the minchas chavitin was brought immediately after the minchas nesachim. But what's the makar? Meaning, how do you know the minchas nesachim came before the minchas chavitin? So the Gemara says it's based on a pasuk that says oila umincha. The pasuk is eila mayade Hashem asher tikru oisa mikroi kodesh lahakrif isha lashem oila umincha zevach unesachin varyoyim beyoyimit. Now the word umincha in that pasuk is referring to the minchas nesachin. So you see oila umincha immediately after the haktar of the oila. That's when you're supposed to bring the mincha, which means that you can't bring the chavitin before the mincha. Zok the gemara the chavitin lenesachin. Immediately after the minchas chavitin was brought, the nesachin, the wine libations, were poured on the mizbech. This shouldn't be confused with the minchas nesachin. That's the mincha we've been talking about. This is the actual nesachin, the wine, the nisuch hayayin that was poured on the mizbeach at the time that the Yidden brought the Tamid Shal Shachar. So the order was first the chavitin and then the nesachin. How do you know that? So the Gemara says shum mincha, because once we have the drasha that says oyla umincha zevach unesachin. Now, the word umincha there means minchas nesachin, but we darshan it as if it would also mean the minchas chavitin, because at the end of the day, the minchas chavitin wasn't mincha, and then afterwards it says unesachin, so we learn from there that the minchas chavitin was brought before the nesachin, the nesachin, the musafin. On a day that there was a carbon musaf brought, which wasn't every day, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yontif, on a day that a carbon musaf was brought, the nesachin came before the musafin. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says, zevach unesachin, and you see from there that immediately after the zevach, you're supposed to bring the nesachin. I mean, you can't interrupt the carbon tamid with another carbon before you bring the nesachin. So lahakrif isha lashem oila umincha zevach unesachin. So from there we see oila, first actor of the oila, umincha, and then afterwards the minchas nesachin. Zevach unesachim, but the nesachim have to be at the conclusion of this carbon, and you can't bring another carbon in between, which means you can't bring a musaf. So you have no choice. The nesachim would have to be before the musaf. On a day that there was musaf and bazichin, that was on Shabbos. So the bazichin is the shnei bazichin levoina that were burnt on the mizbeach achitzoin together with the avoid of the lechem upon him. So in order for the kohanim to eat the lechem upon him, they had to first be makter the shnei bezichei levoina. So on Shabbos, when you have to bring a korban musaf, and is the shnei bezichei levoina, what came first? So Abaye, when he was mesader the marocha mishmei de gemara valib da bashal, he said first musaf and then bezichei. What tanya freit gemara? We learned in a brayse bezichei kaim in the musaf. And like Abaye, we have a brayse that says first the bezichei and then afterwards the musaf. And so which one is first? Is it the musaf and then the bezichei, or is it the bezichei and then the musaf? And so the gemara says tanoi, it's really machlekes tanoi, meaning it's a machlekes tanoi. And Enochinami doesn't stim. Abaye said mishmei da bashal, meaning Abaye is not just making it up. Abaye is coming mishmei de gemara. This has the power of a tanoic teaching. I have a brisa faker. It's a besaydi. You have a brisa faker. Amr Abayo. Abayo himself said, but mistabra kimanda Omar musafin koydman the bazichin. It's mistabra that the musafin came before the bazichin, which is what Abayo said. Meaning Abayo have a masader. He said musafin the bazichin. He knew there was a brisa that said the other way, but he said in svara. Usually, you don't say svaras in kachim. It's dinim. It's gzeres hakosivs. It's halachos. But he said in svara, it's mistaber, like the man dama that said that the musa came before the bazichin. Why? He said, "Lav mi amrit babayk lahaktim." We said in the beginning of the gemara that the ketores came before the haktara of the evarim of the carbon oil, because by the ketores it says babayk, and by the haktara of the Karpin Tamid, it simply says biker. Baboiker baboiker is mashma earlier than biker. Two bikers is earlier in the day than one biker. So from the same perspective, hachanami bayoim bayoim la'acher. Just like biker biker means earlier, bayoim bayoim, that's the antithesis, that means later. So bayoim means day, but means later in the day, in contrast to biker. Biker is early in the day, bayoim would be later in the day. And if it says bayoim bayoim, it would mean much later in the day. So what's the point? By the Musaf, it says bayoim ha-Shabbos. It's supposed to be bayoim. But when the Torah says that the Shnei Bezichei Levoina were brought on Shabbos, it says, it's a pasuk in Vayikra, Perach Havdal, pasuk Ches, this is in Parshas Emor, Biyoim HaShabbos, Yarchenu Lufnei Hashem, Tomim Yeis B'nei Yisrael B'Soyom. It's an interesting pasuk. It says, Biyoim HaShabbos, twice. So it says Abaya, just like Baboiker, Baboiker means earlier, Biyoim HaShabbos is going to mean later. Okay, but there's a mandama that says the Bezichin came before the Musafin. What's the Makar to that? Musafin Kaidman the Bezichin, because by Musafin it just says Biyoim HaShabbos, and by the Bezichin it says Biyoim HaShabbos, Biyoim HaShabbos. But there's a Vahatanya, there was a price that said just the opposite, that Bezichin came before the Musafin. What's the Hesber? Gomar Chuka, Chuka mi Chavitin. He learns Xer Shava, Chuka, Chuka from Chavitin. It says the word chuka by the chavitin, and it says the word chuka regarding the bazichin, and we learn from there that just like the chavitin came before the musafin, so too the bazichin come before the musafin as well. Meaning, based on bayoim, 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 maybe the musafin should be before the bazichin. But the problem is, bazichin is similar to the chavitin. And by the chavitin, it comes before the musafin, like we said. So too, the bazichin would have to come before the musafin as well. Freit the Gemara, imei hasam. If you have now a gzeira shava that compares the bazichin to the chavitin, so if you're going to learn from there, ligmara kula milsa, mei hasam. Let's learn everything from there. Meaning, and we should say that immediately after the chavitin, you should bring the bazichin, and it should be even before the nusachim. That was the question, because it went chavitin nusachim. So if you're telling me chuka chuka that the bazichin are like the chavitin, this is a little complicated, the cheshbon, then we should say that it goes immediately after the chavitin, and it should be not only before the musafim, but it should be even before the nisachim. That's the Gemara's kasha, but the Gemara says, I hear, but at the same time, at the end of the day, it does say, b'yoyim ha-Shabbos, which is mashma la'achar. So whereas Abayu understood la'achar means it should be even after the musafin, this Tana the Brisa also doesn't have to be after the nusachin, but at the same time it should be after the nesachin. It should be after something. So on the one hand, you have chuka chuka, which teaches me that on some level it's going to be similar to the chavitin, so it should be before the musafin, but at the same time, you also have the b'yayim ha-Shabbos la'achar to teach me that it's going to be after the nesachin. So we are now going to go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis was discussing a little bit of the Seder that happened on Yom Kippur. So again, till now we've been talking about Abaya. Abaya, which began three lines on the top of Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, Mesadim Arocha Meshmei De Gemara Valiba Da Abishal. But really, Abaya's discussion was Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan for what the Mishnah discussed. Because really, the Mishnah already got involved with talking about the Avodah that happened Yom Kippur in the morning, Omer Lehem Amamuna, Heir Pnei HaMizrach Ad Shebechevroin, and then we had the first Tefillah that was done Bachoil, Yara, Taval, Olo, Nestapik, right? And then the Mishnah went through the Avoida. They brought the Karpin Tamid, Kibel, he did the Shechita, Kibel Asadam, Zarkoi, Nichnus, Lachak, Tari Shal Shachar, Leit Vesaneus, Lachak, Vesaroish, Mesai Yvorim, Vachas, Vida, Mesai Yai. And then the Mishnah said that there was a difference in terms of the placement of the Tari Shal Shachar versus the Tari Shal Vein Arbay. Tari Shal Shachar, he's a Kreva Bein Dam Leivorim. The Tari of the morning was brought between the Dam, meaning the Zrika of the Tamid Shal Shachar, and the Evarim, and the Haktar of the Tamid Shal Shachar. Shalbein Arbayim, the Ktar Shalbein Arbayim was Bein Evarim L'Sachim. It was brought between the Haktar as Evarim of the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, l'nesachim, to the pouring of the wine of the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. So before we learn this next Gemara, we just have to refresh our memory a little bit for something that we spoke about a little bit on Daf Lamed Gimel, but something that the Gemara discussed earlier in the Masechta in great detail on Daf Yudalin and Daf Tezvav, and that is a machloikis between Abishol and the Rabbanon, exactly when the Ketores were brought every single morning. So we've mentioned many times that one of the important avodas that were done every day in the Beis HaMikdash was Hatovas HaNeiros. In fact, the Gemara says Hadlokas HaMenoiro Lav Avodahi. It was Ksheir Bazar. The Hatov of the Menoiro, that was the Iker Avodah. So the Kohen had to be Metiv 7 Neiros every day. But he did it in two phases. First, he was Metiv 5 Neiros. We interrupt this program. And then he was made of another two neiros. Now there was Machlokes Abishol and the Rabbanon when they interrupted this program. Exactly what did they do in between that tov of the five neiros and that tov of the two neiros? Abishol said they did the Zrika of the Tamid Shel Shachar, which is what Abaye said when Abaye was Mesadim Marocha Meshmei de Gemara, which is why Abaye Mesadim Marocha Meshmei de Gemara Ve'aliba de Abishol. It was that one knitch, that one prak, that said that what they did between the Atav of the five Neiris and the Atav of the two Neiris was the Zrika of the Dam. The Chachamim argued. The Chachamim said they used to do the Ketores. The Ketores was done then. That's when the Ketores was born. Abaye said they did the Hatov of the five Neiros. Then they did the Zrika of the Dam. Then they were made of the other two Neiros. And then afterwards they did the Ketores. But the Chachamim argued. They said no. Chachamim said they were made of the five Neiros. Then they did the Ketores. Then they were made of the two Neiros. Abaye had it that the avodah that was done in between the Atavas HaNeiros was the Zrika, which is why it was Aliba de Abishol. So that's the Machlokes Abishol and the Rabbanon. Stating that, now we have a Mishnah. So again, referring back to the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the Mishnah said, Ketores Shel Shachar, Hoysa Kreva, Bein Dam Le'Evarim. So the Ketores of the morning, which is the subject of a dispute between Abishol and the Rabbanon, says the Mishnah, you want to know when it was brought between the Zrika and between the Haktar, Freitag Gemara, Mani, who's the Tana, the Mishnah? Doesn't sound like the Rabbanon, and doesn't sound like Abishol. Why? E Rabbanon, because if it's going according to the Rabbanon, Bein Dam Le'Evarim, Bein Dam Le'Neirois Mibayale. Meaning, according to the Rabbanon, the Zrika of the Tamid was done before the Hatovas HaNeiros. Zrika, they were made of five Neiros, then Ketores, then they were made of the other two Neiros. Which means that the Ketores was technically in between the Zrika and the Hatavas HaNeiros. The last Avodah that was completed before the Ketores was the Zrika. Then they started doing the Hatavas HaNeiros, interrupted it with the Ketores, and the next Avodah that was completed was the Hatavas HaNeiros. So if you were going to place the Ketores between two Avodas, if you were going to set it out, if you were going to be Mesadim Marocha Meshmei de Gemara, so you would say, according to the Rabbanon, which Avodah was completed before the Ketores and which Avodah was completed after the Ketores. The one that was completed before the Ketores was the Dam of the Tamid. The one that was completed after the Ketores was that Tavis HaNeiros. So the Gemara says it should say Bein Dam LeNeiros. That's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said Bein Dam LeEvarim. Why Bein Dam LeEvarim? It's Bein Dam LeNeiros. And Iba Abishol, if it's going according to Abishol, that for sure doesn't work. Because then Bein Neiros LeEvarim, Ibayale, it wasn't done Bein Dam LeEvarim. In fact, it was done after the Neiros, before the Evarim. So one of Shach. So what's going on over here? Who is the Tana of this Mishnah? We know there's a Machlokes between Abishol and the Rabbanon exactly when the Ketores was done. And here we have all of a sudden a new Shita. Ketores Shel Shachar Hisakreva Bein Dam Le'Evarim. It wasn't Bein Dam Le'Evarim. According to the Rabbanon, it was Bein Dam Le'Neiros. And according to Abishol, it was done immediately after the Neiros. So it was Bein Neiros Le'Evarim. Right? According to Abishol, the Dam was done before the Neiros were done. It was, in fact, done in between the Hatov of the five Neiros and the two Neiros. So, L'chura, the Tana, the Mishnah doesn't work with anybody. So, the Gemara, L'olam, Rabbanon, he really is going according to Rabbanon, u'besidra lo'ikamayri. Meaning, the Mishnah is not being precise. The Mishnah is not being as precise as Abaye was when he laid out the Seder, the Maracha. The Mishnah is not being as precise or as specific as Abishol and the Rabbanon were when they were discussing the Machlokes. The Mishnah is talking more high level. So if you want to know high level where the Ketores Shel Shachar was, it was Kreva Bein Dam Le'Evarim, which is true. It was after the Zrika and it was before the Evarim. Now, if you wanted to be a little more precise, if you wanted to be a little more specific, if you wanted to drill down a little better to tell me exactly when the Ketores was brought, then you probably wouldn't say that it was done between the Dam and the Neiros. Between the Dam and the Evarim, you would probably say it was done between the Dam and the Neiros. That's fine, but it was still done between the Dam and the Evarim. It doesn't negate the fact that it was done between the Dam and the Evarim. The Evarim were done after the Neiros. So it's true. It happened after the Dam, it happened before the Evarim. Now, according to Abishol, you can't make it work, because according to Abishol, it was done between the Neiros and the Evarim. So, according to Abishol, it was done between the Neiros and the Evarim. So it's not true that it was done between Dam and Evarim. But the point is that La'olam, you could say it's going according to the Rabbanon. And in fact, Rashi says that really you could make it work according to Abishol. Incorrect. Rashi says really you could make it work according to Abishol as well, with the same doichik, but nichalei lo'okmeke Rabbanon, Rashi says. We prefer it to be ma'akim like Rabbanon, but the point is, enechanam, you could make it work both according to Abishol, and you can make it work according to the Rabbanon, which is not being as specific. Regardless, so the Mishnah said, as relates to the Keteresh al-Shacha, hoisekreva bein dam le'evarim. As relates to the Tamech al-Bein Arbayim, hoisekreva was brought bein evarim le'nesachin. So it wasn't between the dam and the evarim, it was between the evarim and the nesachin. Sokta gemara, mino ani mili. How do you know this? Rabbi Yechon Damakrotz learned out from the following pasuk. It says, "Keminchas haboiker ukiniskoi tase," and we learn from there, "Mat minchas haboiker kintoyres koydamas lenasachin." Just like the minchas haboiker, the minchas nesachin that was born in the morning, so the kintoyres was brought before the nesachim. Afkan kintoyres koydamas lenasachim. So too, by the Beinu Arbayim, the kintoyres had to be brought before the nesachim. Imala halon kintoyres koydamas leivarim. Afkan kintoyres koydamas leivarim. So how come the kintoyres weren't brought exactly at the same time in the afternoon as they were in the morning? Meaning, in the morning, the kintoyres came before the evarim. That's what we said, that Shal Shachar Hoitza Kreva Bein Dam Le'Evarim. So how come by the Tomer Shal Bein Arbayim it wasn't the same way? It should have also been before the Evarim. Shal Bein Arbayim was Bein Evarim Le'Nesachim. So the Gemara, Mi Ksiv Ke'Evare HaBoiker, Ke'Minchas HaBoiker Ksiv, Ke'Minchas HaBoiker V'Loi Ke'Evare HaBoiker. So the similarity between the Ketores in the morning and the Ketores in the evening is as it relates to the Minchas HaBoiker. So relative to the Minchas HaBoiker, it's the same. But relative to the Evare HaBoiker, that's the punchline of this drasha, it's different. So the relative spot of where the Ketores was done in the morning to the Evarim versus where it was done in the afternoon towards the Evarim is different. It's learned out from Keminchas HaBoiker Chniskei Taske. Yeah, there are similarities relative to the Sachem, but not relative to the Evarim. So the Ketores Shel Shachar was done before the Evarim. The Ketores Shel Bein Arbayim was done after the Evarim. Tanu Rabbanon. It says in the Pasuk, V'niskoi Revius Hahin, La keves ha echad ba kodesh haseich nesach sheichel Hashem. So this pasuk is talking about the carbon tamid, and the pasuk says v'niskoi revias hahin, that is supposed to be nesachim together with the carbon tamid, as we've mentioned, and the nesachim that was brought together with the carbon tamid had to be a revias hahin. Sokta gemara, v'niskoi revias hahin. It sounds like it's talking about one of the two tamidim, meaning either the tamid shel shachar or the tamid shel bein arbayim. So which one is it referring to? Sokta gemara says the Tana Kama yilmed shel shachris mishal arvis. This pasuk v'niskoi revias hahin is referring to the tamid shel bein arbayim. Now, Gan, it's talking about the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. We learned the Tamid Shel Shachar from the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. And just like the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, V'niska Revia Sahin, so too the Tamid Shel Shachar has the same din of V'niska Revia Sahin. But the Pasuk's talking about the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, and we learn the Tamid Shel Shachar from the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says just the opposite. The Pasuk's really talking about the Tamid Shel Shachar, but Arvis Mishal Shachris, we learned the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim from the Tamid Shel Shachris. Bishlam, the Rabbanon, Zokdimar. Bishlam, according to Rabbanon, let's say that the Pasuk's talking about the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, Haibit Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, sir. Read the Pasuk. It sounds like it's talking about the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Why? Because if you look at the Pasuk, before the words V'niskoi Revia Sahin, the last mention of Tamid is the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. The pasuk reads as follows: Es akeves echa tasa baboiker, veis akeves hasheni tasa bein arbayim. Asiru seif asoy lusam incha blul b'shem and kas revias ahin. Oylas tamid o asui barasin lerech nechach ichal Hashem. And then it says v'niska revias ahin la keves echa. So it says v'niska revias ahin. It's referring back to the Tamid, which to me then has akeves echa tasa baboiker, veis akeves hasheni tasa bein arbayim. It's referring to the last mention of Keves. The last mention of Keves was that Keves shall bein arabayim. So must be it's referring to the tamid shall bein arabayim. Elo Rebbe, my time, but Rebbe said that the ikra pasuk is referring to the tamid shall shachar lechayra. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like the pasuk is referring to the tamid shall bein arabayim. Amar Rabbi Barula Makro laKeves ha echad. No, because it's true that the previous last Keves that the pasuk is referring to was the Keves Hasheni, which is Bein Arbayim. But read the next words. Why are we looking backwards? The Niska Revia Sahin, La Keves HaEchod. So it says, Rabbi Ezer, Keves Shanema BaYechod. Which Keves is Echod? Have a Yom is at Tomin Shal Shachar. Why? As a Keves Echod Tase Baboyke, as a Keves Hasheni Tase Bein Arbayim. Echod is the one that happened Baboyke. That's a Tomin Shal Shachar. So Rabbi says, why are you looking backwards? Why are you trying to figure out from the context what the Niska Revia Sahin is referring to? You know exactly what it's referring to. Next words. You don't need context. Context is when you don't know. I have no idea what's it referring to, so I'll try to figure it out. But no, v'niske revia sahin, next words, la keves ha echad. So it's referring, obviously, to the keves. Okdimar v'rabbonim ay echad. Rabbonim obviously didn't learn this way. So they must have held keves ha echad is not referring to the tamid shel shachar. So what does the word echad mean? Min yuchat shebe edroi. It doesn't mean the keves ha echad as in the tamid shel shachar, but rather echad is miloshin miyuchat. It's special. It's the choicest of all the animals. Meaning, and the pasuk really come and teach me halacha that when you bring the carbon tamid, you had to take the best animal. You had to look for the nicest animal. That's what had to be brought for Rebbe. So Rebbe doesn't learn as a keves, like keves echad to teach me miyuchid shebe edra. He learns like keves echad just means the tamid shel shachar. So the Gemara says, so if that's the case, how does he know this halacha that they brought the carbon they had to take from the nicest animal? Mimivcha nidarecha nafki. He learns it from another pasuk. Mivcha nidarecha, that when you bring a neder as a carbon, it should be mivcha. It should be from the choicest animal. Rabbanon. So why do Rabbanon need Echad? Why don't they learn it from Mifcha and Nidarecha? Chad b'chayv v'chad b'nadav v'tzrichi. They felt they needed one word, one drasha to teach me that a carbon chayva needs to be mifchar, and one to teach me that a carbon adobe needs to be mifchar. The pasuk that teaches me carbon chayva, that's v'niska revia sahin la keves ha'echad. Echad means miyuchat shebe edroi. The one that teaches me that a neder is supposed to be mufchar, that's the pasuk mi mifchar nidarecha. The bottom line is, we have a machloikis between Rebbe and the Rabbanon. When it says in the Torah that the carbon tamid required nesachin, so it says, v'niskoi revias hahin lakeves ha'echad. One of the tamidim required a nesachim of revias hahin. And the Tanam debated which one we're referring to. The Rabbanon said that the v'niskoi revias hahin is referring to the tamid shel bein arbayim. That's the last Tamid that's mentioned in the Psukim, and that's what it's referring to. Now, we learned Tamid Shal Shachar from the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. Rebbe said, no, it's referring to the Tamid Shal Shachar. Next words, V'niska Revia Sahin La Keves HaEchad. What's the Keves HaEchad? That's a Keves HaEchad Taseh Baboiker. So the pasuk is really referring to the Tamid Shal Shachar. But we learned the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim from the Tamid Shal Shachar. So at the end of the day, there's no real machloikis. Everyone agrees, v'niska revia sahin by both tmidim. The question is the pasuk mean tamid shel shachar? We learn bein arbayim from shachar. What does it mean bein arbayim? And we learn shachar from bein arbayim. So the question is, what is the nafkamina? So if you look at the top Tosfos, Tosfos says there must be a nafkamina. Near a lead, the ikib beinayu tzibur shloi hoyolahem nesachin elo le'echem mehem. The nafkamina would be if you had a tzibur, they had enough money to buy nesachin for one of the tmidim. Lamanda amad the gomra shel arvis b'shel shachris. According to mandama that says that the pasuk is referring to shachris, and we learn arvis from shachris and kain shachris. So it comes out that Shachris is going to be Iker v'yakrivim Shachris. Then you should use the Nesachim for Shachris. The man dama gomer Shachris may Arvis. The man dama that says you learn Shachris may Arvis. Yakrivim Arvis, because that means Arvis is Iker. So that's the way that you're supposed to do it. Going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol used to be Toivel five times. The first time he was Toivel, it was done Bachoil on top of the Sharamayim, Gagin Valius Loi Nesgachu. And sometimes the mikvah was called. So the Mishnah said, "How you can Gadol Zaken? If Kohen Gadol was old, a istinis, or it was difficult for him to bathe in cold water, mechamen loychamen, they would heat up water for him, or heat something up before Yontif, before Yom Kippur, umatilin l'toych atzayin, and then they would put it into the cold water." On Yontif, Kadesha Tafik Tzinasan, like this, it would warm up a little bit. Zok Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, explain exactly what happens. This is a brisa that elaborates on the Mishnah. They would take a metal slab. They would heat it up Erev Yom Kippur, like this was very, very hot. And on Yom Kippur, Matilat Teichatzayinim, they would put it into the cold water. Kadesh Tafik Sinasan. It's like this, the coolness of the water would warm up a little bit. How are you allowed to do that? Follow Mitzarif. So this is Masech the Shabbos 101. There's an idea that if you take metal that's very hot, and then you pour cold water on it, it actually solidifies the metal a little bit, which means you can't do it on Shabbos, because it's makke bepatish, it's one of the lama test malachas. So how are they allowed to do this on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to do malacha. So if that's the case, you're doing makke bepatish. It shouldn't be okay. Rabbi Bibi said, shloi gilat siruf. What they did was they heated it, but they didn't heat it to the point where if right now you're going to pour cold water on it, you're going to be mitzar. Meaning a technical answer. You have to say that they technically worked it out in a way with their chemists to make sure that you weren't going to have a problem with mitzar. Abaye said a different time. He said, afilu temesh agi letzirov. You could say that it was a agi letzir. And there's mitzarif going on over here. What are you worried about? That when you take that shashi support into the cold mikvah, there's mitzarif. You're not thinking about doing malach. You're thinking about doing malach. And Abaye said, davashen mischavin is mutter. Now, the truth is, Dovid Shein Mischavin on Shabbos, Mutter Rasim. Chalik is Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon holds it's Mutter, and Rav Yehuda holds it's Asr. So essentially, what Abaye was saying was, don't worry about this, because the halacha is like Rav Shimon, that a Dovid Shein Mischavin is Mutter, and being that you had no kavana to do Makav Patish, so you don't have to worry about Freyti Gemara, Miyom Rabbi Yehachi. Did Abaye in fact say, oh, Rav Shimon, Dovid Shein Mischavin, don't even worry about Shitas Rav Yehuda, but Tanya Benun Tedabrais, Bissar or Lasoi. The context over here is talking about where a baby has to do bris milah, it's by Yom HaShmini, and there's a baheres. There's a nega, one of the negaim of Parshas Tazria Mitzayra, that are on the aver, on the orla, where the mayol needs to do bris milah. Now, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says that you're not allowed to remove the baheres. And again, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, by Yom HaShmini, imo b'sar alasnoi. You have to do bris milah. So what do you do? Do you do bris milah, but you're going to remove the baharis? That's a lot in the Torah. Do you not do bris milah? So like this, you won't have to remove the baharis? That's also a problem. So it's a braisa. Pesaro, losa is a pasik, and that teaches me that afilu b'mokam shiyesha baharis, yikot. That even if there's a baharis, you still do the bris milah. But yoyim hashmini yimav saro losa, even if there's a baharis, divi Rabbi Yoshi of Avinam Bo. And the Gemara, in its discussion of Shitas Rabbi Yoshi, in this braisa, asked the kasha, kral lomali, what do you need a pasik for? Meaning, you're not having kavana to do this anyways. So if you're not having kavana to do this anyways, what do you need a pasuk? From Rabbi, Abaye said, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Avad Amir Shein Mischavin Aser. Abaye said, no, what about Rabbi Yehuda? You have to worry about Rabbi Yehuda. That's why Rabbi Yoshiyah needed a pasuk. Because Rabbi Yehuda has a shita that Avad Shein Mischavin is Aser. So what's the Gemara's kasha? If Abaye is worried about shita's Rabbi Yehuda, that Avad Shein Mischavin is Aser, and that's why you need a pasuk to tell me that you can't do bris milah on a baharis, even though it's a Avad Shein Mischavin. So the chur should be mutter. Oh, because Dovid Shein Mischavin is Osir, and that's why it's a problem. Then, if it's a problem by Bris Milah, it should be a problem here too. Why? You're allowed to take the metal, put it into the cold mikveh. Oh, because you're not thinking about Makav HaPatish. It's a Dovid Shein Mischavin. Who cares if it's a Dovid Shein Mischavin? I thought Abaye is worried that Dovid Shein Mischavin is Osir. No, so we have a steer in Abaye. As it relates to Mitzarev, Abaye says, Dovid Shein Mischavin is Mutter. But when it comes to Milah, Bibaheres, Dovid Shein Mischavin is Osir. So the Gemara says, Hani Milah B'chal HaTeir, Kula Aval HaChatzir of the Rabbanon. You have to say there's a chilek between an Isidei Raisa and an Issa de Rabbanan. The Issa to do, to remove a Baharis, is an Issa de Raisa. So over there, if you want to do Bris Milah and remove a Baharis, even though it's a Dovid Shein Mischavin, over there Abaye is going to say Dovid Shein Mischavin is an Aser, because what you're doing is an Issa de Raisa. Mitzarev is only an Issa de Rabbanan. And because Mitzarev is only an Issa de Rabbanan, over here Abaye is going to be Mekel, and over here Abaye is going to hold that Dovid Shein Mischavin is Mutter. The one obvious question which the Gemara asks in Masech de Shabbos is, what happened to Pesach Reisha? We're talking about things that are inevitably going to happen. You take the metal, you put it into the mikvah, it's not like who's maybe or maybe not the metal is going to be solidified. It's going to happen. So we know when there's a Pesach Reisha, you don't have the halacha of Dovid Shein Mischavin. Mila b'baharis. You're doing the Bris Milah, you're cutting it off. So what's the, you didn't have kavana? Who cares if you didn't have kavana? Abaye v'Rava, the Amri Travayu, Moida, Reb Shimon b'Pesach Reisha. So that the Gemara talks about in Masech de Shabbos, just to make a haschala on the next Mishnah. So we're moving along. So the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, just finished doing the first set of avodas, the first of five sets of avodas. He brought the carbon tamin and the ketores. He was made of the neiros. He did brought the chavitim, the minchas nesachin. That was all done with the big days of, because all the avodas that were done on a regular day were done with the big days of. Now the Kohen Gadol is going to change clothing. He's going to put on his big day love, and these are the special clothing that he wore on Yom Kippur, and he's going to start doing the avoda on Yom Kippur. But before he puts on the new clothing, he had to go to Beis HaParva. Beis HaParva was Bekoidesh. Parsu Sadin Shal Putz Beinoy LeBeinam. They took a sheet that was made of linen and they spread it out between the Kohen Gadol and the nation. Kiddush Yad V'Raglav. First he was Mekadesh Yad V'Raglav Upasha, then he got undressed. Rav Meir Omer. We know Rav Meir. We spoke a lot about Rav Meir earlier in the week. Pashat. First he got undressed, then Kiddush Yad V'Raglav, and then he was Mekadesh Yad V'Raglav. Yored V'Taval. The next thing he did, everyone agrees, is he went to the mikvah. All he got of Vinistapik. He dried himself. He had to clean himself off. The Mishnah Lamelech. If you like Big Day Lavan, they put on the Big Day Lavan. Love as she put it on. The Kiddush Yad V'Raglav. Again, here everybody agrees he was Mekadesh Yad V'Raglav again. So this, he's changing his clothing from the Big Days Off to the Big Day Lavan. What he needs to do is he needs to do a tefillah. He has to be Mekadesh Yad V'Raglav twice. This tefillah wasn't done by Chol like the previous one. This one was done by Kodesh, Beis HaParva. We're in Beis HaParva, on the roof of Beis HaParva. I gagin v'aliyas lo neskachu. So Tosfos says it was shoved to the Karak Azara, like the Gemara says in Pesachim, Pei Vav Amid Aleph. Mechas Chinuch to say Pshar, and the Rambam says it opened up to the Lishkas Hamadichin, and there's a halacha that Lishkas Abnuyas v'Chol Psuchas v'Kodesh have a din of Kodesh. So too gagin v'aliyas lo neskachu. But if the Psucha is Kodesh, it's going to have a din of Kodesh. B'Shachar says the Mishnah Hayilo. But in the morning, Shachris, when the Kohen Gadol wore his big day lavan, his begotten that were made of linen, so they came from Plusin, Rashi says that was a Medina, Plusin, and they were worth 12 mana. Bein Arbayim, in the afternoon, Hinduyin, they came from Hindu, and Shal Shmoina Meizos, and they were worth a lot less. They were only worth 800 zos. In the morning, they cost 18 manu. In Rabbayim, they were 12 manu. I call Shalosha manu. Back of the envelope arithmetic. 18 plus 12 is 30. They were all brought from the tzibra, meaning they were paid for by the machzah shekel. From if he wanted to add a few shekels, if he wanted to add a few dollars, that was something that he was allowed to do, just to start the gemara. So the second tefillah was done on the roof of Beis HaParva. So the gemara says, my parva, where did this word parva come from? Amar Rabbi Yosef said, parva amgusha. Rashi, mechashev echod bana ushmoi parva. There was a mechashev, meloshen kishuv, who built it. His name was Parva. And somehow, incredibly, amazingly, this Lishka that the Kohen Gadol did his Heilige Tefillah on Yom Kippur became known after this Mechashe. He was the contractor, built by, and it was known as Beis HaParva. Some say he must have done tshuva, because otherwise, it's just not possible that this would have been his name, Ayin Tosfos. Either way, Parsu Sadin Shalboz. So the second tefillah, like the first tefillah, was also on a roof. It was on the roof of Beis HaParva. Now he's exposed. So what they did was, for tznius reasons, they wanted to hang up a curtain. The curtain was made of linen. Maishna shalbutz, why linen? Am Rav Kahana. It's Rav Kahana said, we saw this earlier as well, because linen is the material of the day. That's the special material of the special begotten that the Kohen Gadol used to wear in Yom Kippur. And it's for that reason, to symbolize what's going on, the begotten were made of